This episode of the Secret Life of Weddings podcast is brought to you by our official sponsor, HitchSwitch.com. We love HitchSwitch because it takes the pain out of getting married and changing your name.
Who's got time for that?
No, ain't nobody got time for that.
No. Online instead of inline, guys.
Loving that so much. So go to HitchSwitch.com if you want to simplify the process of changing your name after I do. Be sure to use promo code SLOW10, that's S-L-O-W-10, at HitchSwitch.com to get 10% off. Hey guys, this is Lisa
and Rebecca,
and we are here on The Secret Life of Weddings.
If you like drama, you're in the right place,
where we tell you the world's craziest but true wedding stories. So get ready for the drama on The Secret Life of Weddings. Hey guys, welcome to episode 96 of The Secret Life of Weddings podcast with Lisa
and Rebecca,
here to delight you. How's it going?
Aren't we always?
Aren't we? How's it going with you, Rebecca?
Usual.
Usual.
Crazy busy with work.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's been a little nuts.
Time of year, it's starting to get towards spring and summer. So your shoot dates are going to start booking up now.
Yes. It's crazy. I went and did a shoot with a little girl for the cherry blossoms yesterday because, you know, they're only out for a few days. And then
are they out
it's
now?
Over. You know, they said it was pushed by a week. So today, this week was the week and yesterday was the first day. Mm-hmm. And then it would go till the weekend. And they weren't quite out yet, but we did it anyways. So,
you know, I think as a photographer, I knew more about cherry blossoms than a fucking arborist.
Yes, it's kind of crazy. And you have to watch, like, you have to get the updates and everything to see exactly when they're blooming. And you got to make sure you have a couple days off every week so that you can fit the person in. And it's nuts.
It's a pain in a photographer's ass. They're so pretty, though. And I'm such a jerk because I'm like going to myself, oh, I want one of those one day, like one of those shoots with my family. So,
yeah,
I really feel it.
I'm over it. I'm like, whatever.
Oh, they're pretty. I'm a total whore for it. They're pretty, but
they are pretty. But
you know what? Toronto, get out. Like, you can't even get in the park anymore.
Oh, I can't even. Seriously. But you know what? Burlington at Spencer Smith Park, they made that path of cherry blossoms. So it's really quite pretty.
Yes, I would probably try there. Or there's other blossoming trees as well. You can, like, fruit blossoming trees in the spring. Doesn't have to be cherry blossoms.
Yeah, I think
blossoms.
People need to let go of the cherry blossoms and realize there's other things.
There are.
Sunflower fields, although don't trample those, but.
Yeah, those are hard to get because the moment it rains, they all go whoop and then they look downward.
Yes, yes.
They rotate each year too, so they're hard to find.
Yeah, I went last year, was it, or the year before?
Last year, I think, when it was the big news story about the farmer.
Yes. The mom and her son, they were here from China and wanted to shoot. And it was so hot. I can't even, like, it's that humid, muggy hot.
Yeah.
And I was out there shooting. I was dying. But the pictures came out so awesome. So I was happy about that. But
yeah,
it was packed. It was so packed.
Yeah. It's insane. Well, speaking of spring and rebirth and everything, there's a new royal baby.
Yes, there is. Oh my God, did you see today?
His little picture?
I feel so bad. Like, seriously, leave them alone for at least a few days. Like, really? Do we all need to see this the very next day? I feel so bad for her. I know I did not want to get up and be photographed by anybody when I gave birth. So
no,
I can't even imagine.
She looked gorgeous. I mean, you know.
But she doesn't look like herself. And you know, it's because, you know, you swell up and you retain a lot of water and it's a whole thing. She doesn't look like herself though. She's beautiful regardless. But I felt like she didn't look like she really looked like she didn't want to be there.
What, she really?
Yeah.
I know. You know, a beautiful family, though. And, like, he's adorable, the little guy.
Yes. Such a cutie.
I wonder what they're going to call him.
I'm curious. I was surprised they didn't, because they were being photographed, they were photographed today. I'm surprised they didn't attach a name to it.
Yeah, like, I thought they would announce.
Found that a little odd, right? Mm. I don't know. Or is it odd? I don't know.
I don't know.
Clearly, I don't know a lot about the fucking royals because I didn't know about Charles and Camilla, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I know.
But
that's okay. Well, yeah. my money's on Keith. I think they're going to go with Keith, you know. Or maybe Bruce. That's a manly one.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
This is our baby, Keith. I don't know
why.
That'd
be awesome.
I don't know why, but that name's funny to me.
That name is so old. I don't even know anybody named Keith anymore.
That's why it's great.
We're going to trend that name.
Yeah.
Hashtag my baby's named Keith.
Royal baby Keith.
There we go. I like it.
It's going to be
I dig it. Did you see in our group the photo of the mother-in-law that wore the white dress, like the mermaid style dress to the wedding?
I did. Holy hell. Guys, she wore a wedding dress, like a full out mermaid style wedding dress to her son's wedding.
Okay. So from the limited pictures that were posted, right, you could clearly see her dress. You only could see a bit of the bride's dress, which kind of bugs me. I did say in our group, I want to see it them side by side. Who has a picture? I want a picture. But from what I could see, I gotta say the mother-in-law's dress was looked nicer like than the bride. That's awful to say, I know, but it's true. I don't know if you caught that, but I was just like, her dress actually looks way more elaborate than the bride's. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen moms wear like cream with gold at weddings. I've seen that. That's borderline white.
I just, my opinion. I don't think anything in that color palette is a good idea. Here's a question. I saw, this conversation in one of the groups on Facebook.
I already know where you're going.
They were discussing someone being shamed for wearing red to a wedding.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that?
I saw that. Yes.
You could read my mind. What is your opinion? So a lot of people were saying like, yeah, you know, you're not allowed, you know, traditionally to wear black because it's a mourning color, red because, you know, means apparently you slept with the groom, and apparently, you know, a seamstress. Somebody said, my mom's a seamstress and it's a very old rule, but the concept is back in the day, if you wore red to a wedding, you were kind of like a harlot that slept with the groom. And obviously white. So what is your opinion? And then there's two things as well. There's also cultural traditions as well. So for instance, in Chinese culture, red is considered very lucky, but therefore the bride wears it, right? So you can't wear red because that's the bride's color.
Yeah.
So that would be insulting to her. What do you think?
Okay. I saw that and I thought, oh, what's wrong with red? But then I started thinking about to the people I've seen wear red at in particular, one wedding I shot. And
oh, the Jessica Rabbit one that you were talking about that time?
And that's all I could think of. And I was just like, well, yeah, okay, I guess. Like, that makes sense.
I guess it's attention grabbing, and that's what people
are. But then again, so is, you know, dresses that, you know, you can see your cooch, and I mean, I've seen those at weddings, so I don't know. I don't believe the whole black thing. I personally wear black to weddings. So,
well, we do because we're trying not to be seen, wedding photographers.
Oh, no. Even if I attend a wedding, I'm wearing black.
I was going to say, I don't believe in the black thing because the little black dress is like the best thing to wear everywhere all the time.
Yeah, exactly. The whole black thing, people need to get over that. That's bullshit.
I also think mothers of the bride or groom look amazing in black. So I don't buy into that.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. 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 My mother-in-law wore navy blue and it was beautiful on her. I'll just say, I don't think you should wear red.
So you agree?
I can tell you from a photography perspective, you will stick out majorly wearing red.
It's like that fire engine red. We're not talking about burgundy or...
Yeah, we're not going through the whole fucking red family here.
No.
We're talking that, you know, very vibrant, very red.
Crimson fire engine red.
Crimson, yes, scarlet letter red. Like we're talking.
You fuck the groom red.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I get it. You probably look hot as fuck in it, but you know, that's maybe, why you shouldn't wear it.
maybe not to the wedding. I get it. But yeah. That was interesting. And you know, it brought up a point where we always talk about white dresses, but we never talk about red ones. So it's like, well.
Yeah. I think that is just such an aggressive color that you should kind of stay away from it for a wedding.
Yeah. That's fair. I think that's fair.
You're being spotted, like spotted.
But guys, let us know what you think. Like, do you think red is appropriate to wear? What about black? Like, would you wear black to a wedding? Definitely drop a comment or go to our fans group on Facebook and let us know.
Oh, I have a question. What about floral dresses that are white but have colored florals on it?
I think that's fine.
See, I don't.
But why? How much floral? Because I'm picturing it fully covered and just the under is white.
No, like, you know, the ones where it'll have like little blue flowers on it and it's all a white dress, right?
I would need to see a photo. I need a photo.
We have to judge by dress.
I need a photo finish on this one. We need to have like a vote to be like yay or nay.
Yes. Yeah.
Someone wrote in our group a little while ago, if you have to ask, then it's a no.
But I feel like in our society now, people ask everything because no one seems to know anymore. Like they're very unsure of their own opinion.
Also, everybody's terrified of ending up in a wedding shaming group.
That too, because, you know, those are a thing now. So everyone is worried. So, yeah. And granted, you should be, because honestly, they post anything.
Yeah, it's true.
So
look at this rock. How dare it show up at the wedding dressed like that?
Yeah.
Being a rock.
Yeah, I've seen some really stupid shit shamed, which had no business being shamed. But those groups exist and that's just the way it is.
That's life, guys.
So Jane the Virgin is married.
Now, I'm aware of the show. Haven't watched it.
Okay.
Do you like it?
I do, but I think it's because I need to know the ending now.
Oh, yeah. So you're like, just like along for the ride.
It's a telenovela and a half, right? But if you're not into that at all, stay away from it.
Not really. Okay.
But, it's cute.
So that's our endorsement of Jane the Virgin, everybody. Believe it or not, they're not paying us to say this.
So, yeah, watch it if you want. I mean,
ringing endorsement, Rebecca.
My one daughter loves it.
Watch it if you want, I guess.
It's no Game of Thrones, goddammit.
That's true.
But anyways, yeah, it is a cute show, though, but it's so, so far-fetched in all of it, of course, because it's like a soap opera, but telenovela. But
what,
anyways.
A pregnant virgin? Nah.
Yeah. It's still, I like it and I want to see the end. So anyways, the star of the show, Gina Rodriguez, and fiance Joe, I'm going to butcher the fuck out of this name.
I was like, I'm waiting.
Lo Cicero? Does that make sense?
I don't know. I'm not looking at it.
That's so bad. L-O-C-I-C-E-R-O. I can't say his last name. And I apologize to everybody with that last name.
I would say Lo Cicero.
Okay. Are officially husband and wife.
Okay.
With that one kiss, we got 100 new family members. I love that. That's fucking adorable.
That is cute.
Yeah. So anyways, they're married. That's awesome. I didn't even know she was dating. So that's cool. I didn't know she was engaged. So that's cool. But yeah.
Congrats to them.
One thing, Jason Momoa and his wife, Lisa Bonet.
Are they married?
They are married.
Oh, that's who she's married to. Okay.
So I don't know if you knew this, but there was this whole thing. They got married in 2017.
I
right?
remember she was there previously being a married negative to, thing.
Yeah. She was previously married to Lenny Kravitz, of course.
Yes.
And, Jason Momoa and her. So he had been saying for years, they've been together since, oh my God, I'm going to get this wrong. 2012, I believe. Okay. And he had been saying since then that they were married. So everybody assumed that they had a secret ceremony, yada, yada. Well, apparently they weren't. And they just got married in 2017. But he's always called her his wife and said it's his wife, yada, yada, yada. So anyways, there was a little, you know, drama around that about him saying that they were married when they actually weren't married and him being misleading and such and such. But, you know, everyone still loves him now, of course. But anyways, I just thought that was a little bit interesting. And I was right. Remember, I said, I think he's from Baywatch.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I said it like way back, probably like 10 episodes ago. I think he was on Baywatch.
No. Listen to me. I edit the episodes. You never said that. I promise you.
Was it on Patreon, maybe?
No. Because I would have... I'm telling you, I only became aware of this dude once we started talking Game of Thrones. And yeah. You never said that to me because I would have immediately pictured him in a red Speedo and that never happened.
Okay. So he was on Baywatch. I must have just thought to myself he was on Baywatch. I'm like, I'm pretty sure he was on Baywatch.
We can't record your inner dialogue. You need to like understand that.
I felt the need to circle back around here and say, yeah, he was on Baywatch because I went and looked it up. And
I bet you did, honey.
Yes.
We need to mic your internal dialogue. Is there like technology that can do that yet?
Right? I think they should. Yeah. It's very interesting.
Can you imagine listening to a woman's thoughts?
That's amazing. Oh my God, that would be scary because I'm really all over the map all the time.
Aren't we all?
But anyways, yeah. And then I discovered, because, you know, I go down rabbit holes when I'm researching people and very curious about their lives. So she was married to Lenny Kravitz, which I knew, but, you know, kind of always in the back of your mind. She's 51 and he's 39.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
I was like, because I saw they were married and I was like, wait a second. He was on Baywatch. Wait a second. She was married to Lenny Kravitz. Like, he's much. Hold on. How? She was on the Cosby Show. Hold on. How old is she?
Yeah, that's true.
Because it wasn't, the whole timeline wasn't adding up to me because I had assumed for whatever reason that they were the same age because they don't look, she looks great for fucking 51. Holy fuck. I wish I looked that good now at 41.
I know.
But
do you know what a beautiful black woman once said to me?
What's that?
She said, black don't crack. And I died laughing, but it's true, man. Like she was a little bit older than us and she was gorgeous. Yeah. And we were just, and that was one of my favorite phrases I ever heard. And I was like, God bless you. You're right. And I'm jealous as fuck right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Black don't crack.
So crazy.
That's so, yeah, so true. And so there you go. Another example, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful skin. Yep. So it's just, yeah. Jealous, all the jealous.
Yeah.
As I slowly collect tiny wrinkles here and there.
I know. Oh, I have so many. It's so sad. Anyways, what can you do? Means we've lived a life. That's all.
True. It's true.
That's rather depressing. Anyways, so.
I'm glad I could make you happy today.
So on to our show.
I know, right?
From low-key spa getaways to the strips of Las Vegas, and of course, everything in between, Nashville still being a hot spot for everyone to party, bachelorette parties are still in full force. That surprises me a little bit, I'm not gonna lie.
Really? Well, why?
I think I thought that they would be less of a thing for some reason. I don't know.
It's an industry and a half, especially like in Nashville and
stuff. It's a massive fucking industry. It's crazy. And while most stay in line and just have fun memories of a friend throwing up on an Uber, some take it to an entirely different level and choose to throw caution to the wind and lay down with some fresh flavor they just met.
I thought you were going to say take it to the next level and tie a bag around the face of the person who's barfing so they don't fuck up the car.
This isn't true crime. Mm. From the streets to the sheets, here is some of what we have to share in this installment of Bachelor, Bachelorette, and Hendus.
Hendo.
Hendos.
Never not funny. So it's officially, guys, the Secret Life of Weddings today. officially going to be a bachelorette party episode. This is a special.
We are stoked.
And we have a do you know her preferred term?
Her name's Layla, and she is a dancer. So she is a female entertainer informant.
An exotic dancer for those who think we have an Arthur Murray instructor on the show today. We do not.
I'm so excited she sent in her recordings to us. Like, I'm so excited.
This lovely girl with the sexiest Australian accent ever sent us some awesome recordings of some stories from her club.
Yes.
So she's seen it all. She's seen it all. She's been part of it. Yeah, she's lovely. And we thank Layla so much for sending in her stories. So we'll be getting to that in just a little bit. But to begin, I want to start with this bachelorette story.
Yes, this is from one of our listeners, by the way.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sending this in. For my friend's bachelorette party, we went to a rooftop bar. I was a bit late because I came straight from work, so everyone was a bit drunk by the time I got there. We went downstairs to the restaurant. The tables were really big and meant to either seat big parties or give enough space for multiple parties to sit at the same table without getting in anyone else's way. There were four. I would just lie down in the middle of that table. I'd be like, this booth, this entire one is my bed now. You go away.
And feed me drinks.
Yes. There were four of us, the bride who we'll call Amy, the maid of honor who we'll call Beth, and the other bridesmaid who we'll call Meg. I'd rather just call her the other bridesmaid. I think that's funnier. Yay for accidentally deciding to use Little Women names. That's
funny. Love that.
Adorable. Anyway, we're sitting on one side of the table, taking four seats. We order and get our food and are all happily eating when a man sits one seat away from me. None of us were bothered and kept on eating and partying. Well, he looks over and decides to unnecessarily apologize for sitting there, and we all assure him that it's fine. At this point, Amy and Beth are pretty messed up. Well, Meg and I have agreed we need to stay sober to take care of them. Amy has decided that she wants to go to a strip club, and she starts asking this stranger for advice, as you do. he tells her he knows a couple. He's like, there's this one at my house is awesome.
Yes, I have a pool. Funny you ask.
Yeah. He tells her, he probably does. He tells her he knows a couple of strip clubs nearby and starts asking if he can come with us.
Beth, oh my God, does this not feel so Ted Bundy?
Red flag. He's wearing a cast on one arm and asks if they can help him load his boat.
Well, he's by himself. I'm like, what is happening?
It's not good.
So creepy.
Beth is excited about this idea. Beth's a dumbass, apparently. And she and Amy start planning with him where he can meet up next. Meg and I, they're probably like, oh, just come in our car, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Meg
with
and
your
I.
With tire iron.
Is this a bachelorette murder? Because this is like not.
It's so bad.
This is not good territory we're in right now.
There's so many red flags here. I can't even.
How could the person write this story when they're dead?
What escaped?
No kidding. Meg and I are freaking out and know that we can't allow this to happen. Good. I'm glad there's somebody who's sane here. While Amy and Beth stumble to the bathroom, this dude turns to us and starts trying to get us to agree to him joining us. I ask him incredulously, why? And he makes up some BS about how the dancers like women to come in and that he wants to be there for that. Ew, I just got all bleh. I said, you don't need to be there for that. It's not a good idea for you to come with us. And he says, well, can I meet you there? And I was like, hell fucking no. And this, yes. And this guy, he has the audacity to say, well, don't you owe me? And I said,
No.
I said, owe you for what? And he said, for helping you out and letting you know which clubs to go to. What does he think? He's Yelp? Like, we give a fuck?
And I told him, I don't owe you a damn thing. Good for you. And the only thing you helped us with is knowing where not to go. Meg and I flagged down our waiter and told him about the creepy dude, and he was asked to leave. That way, when Amy and Beth came back from the bathroom, we were able to distract them and change their minds about where to go. Awesome. Good job. In the end, we convinced them to go back to Amy's house, and we called a lift there. Can you imagine the lift shows up and the guy opens the door and he's like, hello, ladies.
Oh, my God. Can you? Oh,
that'd be scary. We were only, no, it's the dude that drove us in Orlando. that scares you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We were only able to convince them not to go to any other strip clubs or bars by promising them that we would watch porn upon arriving home.
Can someone explain to me? Like, I understand, I've heard of guys watching porn together.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand the draw to watching porn in a group setting.
Unless it's like really entertaining for some reason, like the whole Ron Jeremy doing his own thing. Like, you know, what we were talking about that time. I don't get
it. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay.
Unless it's like circus freak level interesting, I don't really understand.
Yeah. Like unless you're trying to make a point to me or show me something funny. Okay. I get it. But to actually go and be like, hey, let's go watch porn together.
You can't do anything.
I don't know that I would do that with my friends.
No, it's not. I don't know. It's just not something you do.
And I'm not against porn. I just don't think it's a group thing.
Activity.
It's like doing a puzzle. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Imagine drunk puzzle. Like everybody's smashed and trying to put together a puzzle. Where's the corner?
I'm having this problem right now. I'm doing a puzzle right now.
I can't find the corner. It's because you have too much wine before you do it every night. The driver was very nice and played all the music the bride asked for. We were almost all the way home when Beth rolled down the window and stuck her head out. We were still on the freeway and we told her we were close to home and tried to get her to hold on. But alas, she threw up out the window and it went all over the back passenger window door and a bit on the interior of the front passenger door.
Oh,
I did that recently.
What?
Did I tell you I did that recently?
No.
Yeah, after our live show.
Yes. That's right.
Oh,
I remember.
Man. I had too much wine. It was a good night out. It was a good night out and I was happy. So, and that it rare happens. Night out, it was just one glass too many. Never done that before. It was a proud moment for me. And you know how my husband... I know he loves me because he cleaned that damn car and it was winter. So it froze.
Oh,
he went out with Windex and paper towel when we got home after he got me in the house.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. It's funny because I really don't do that stuff. So the fact that it happened to me, they were laughing. And he's like,
yeah,
we were going by cars on the highway and they're like, I said, oh, God, I hope people didn't see me. They go, oh, he goes, oh, they saw you. Everybody saw you.
It's true.
It's so true.
People see. They see it.
You know what? We all do this at some point in our life. Mine was just more recently, ashamedly, to my 35th birthday. But that's
someone
okay.
Somewhere has a dash cam of this happening.
Oh, shut up. No. You're like, and I will reward anybody who gives me the footage.
$1,000. That. Send it over.
Oh, a box of Joe Louis to whoever sends us the dash cam footage of Lisa losing her shit all over the side of her car. Oh, dear. The driver was upset, understandably, of course, but he was so, so nice about it. The completely trashed Amy offered to take a hose to the car. The driver just gently said that the account of the person who ordered the ride was going to be charged extra for a cleaning fee. This just happened to work out perfectly as the person who had ordered the ride was Beth, who had blown chunks all over the side of the car. I tipped the driver $60 in cash as I felt horrible his night of driving was over due to the mess. We got everyone inside and Amy became convinced her bachelorette was ruined because the driver was, quote, an asshole. She began This is, see that right there, Rebecca? Drunk logic.
Yes.
You can't, you can't trust drunk logic, people.
No. No.
She began to scream at the top of her lungs that the party was ruined and how dare he ruin her night and fuck this and fuck that. It was a bit scary. We we calmed her down with the promise of weed and told her that no one could ruin her night or take it away from her. Her fiance was at home, by the way. She went. So he's there. Eh? He's hearing
so
all
he's
this.
Joining the porn party.
He's going. So when's the porn and weed starting? She went back to being happy and excited and demanding that her fiance fire up the porn. Oh! That's like fire up the barbecue. I'm hungry. I know you have it on there. Come on. Where is it? Meg and I had to work early the next morning and were able to slip away relatively early in the evening. That's all for that night. There were a lot of bouts of crazy in the months before this particular wedding. When I think about them, I still get so tired that I have to catch my breath. Someday I'll have to send more stories. Thank you to the both of you for the podcast and all the wonderful stories. Always makes me laugh like a crazy person in public, which is our goal.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much. That was amazing. Really good story.
Goal achieved. Yes. That's awesome. That's so funny.
If you guys want to send a story in, wedding or bachelorette, whatever, whatever you like.
Yeah.
I mean, we're even doing dating anytime. And we're even doing dating and divorce now at the end. So secretlifeofweddings@gmail.com. If you want to send in your story and potentially have it read on the show, make sure to tell us if you want to be anonymous or not. And if we can use your first name or if you don't want us to say it, we won't say your name. As photographers, I don't know how many times you showed up to a wedding, Rebecca, but there would be like missing ties. I don't know, suit jackets would be the wrong size.
Always. There's always a mishap with someone's suit.
And we have a new sponsor, Generation Tux, who have solved these problems. You know, you have everybody running around like crazy, picking up the suits before the wedding day. You got guys flying in. Inevitably, there is a problem with the suit. With Generation Tux, you go online, you order it, and it actually gets shipped to your house like a couple weeks before the wedding. So you size everything, make sure it's perfect. If the jacket is too big or something like that, all you do is tell them, they send you another one.
Yes, you can rule out all issues ahead of time.
You know, it goes to all the groomsmen's homes separately. It doesn't have to go to one location. And then after the party, you simply throw everything back in a box, use the prepaid label, and drop it off at a UPS.
So easy.
There's free round trip shipping, free swatches, free home try-on, and free rental for the groom with 5 paid rentals. They even have a wedding planner program to assist all of you wedding planners out there.
That's awesome.
So look, save the time, save some money, and most importantly, save your sanity by checking out generationtux.com/secret. Don't forget to use promo code It's a Secret for 10% off.
Not all weddings are ruined by drunken shenanigans.
Just most.
Bachelorette party is 3 days before the destination wedding. My sister, the bride, is taken by her friends for dinner. I'm at the bachelor party. We start getting weird messages, garbled texts, and then we get a call from a local hospital. Food poisoning.
Oh, no.
The groom goes, yeah, this isn't happening, boys. And we figure one more shot and we'll make our way to the hospital. Never underestimate the determination of a bride and bridesmaids. The wedding was delayed a day, and she walked down the aisle with enough gravel shoved up her bum and shot into her veins that I'm not sure she knew where she was, let alone that it was a wedding. Aww. The bridesmaids were all various shades of gray, green, and ill.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. That's a whole bridesmaid situation.
Ooh. That's a shame. That's a shame.
Well, at least she didn't shit herself.
That's true.
There's a silver lining.
Oh my gosh. So we are going to listen to Layla's first recording. Okay, so here is Layla, our bachelorette informant, with story number one.
So we had a bachelor party come through and it was all going well. Got to the part of the night where we do the groom stage show, which for those of you playing at home basically entails getting the groom up on stage, taking off his clothes and basically riding him around while hitting him with his own belt. Playfully and gently is the idea, but this particular night, we encouraged the new girl to get up and perform the show. And I'm not sure what she was thinking or what was going on in her life, but she nearly bloody beat the dude to death. She busted open his lip. He was cut and bruised all over, basically begging for mercy. We had to jump in and apprehend her. I imagine it was a sight to see. So for the rest of the night, we had to give the bachelor party free dances and free drinks, because how else do you compensate someone who's literally been beaten up by a naked woman to the soundtrack of Pony by Ginuwine?
Wow. So that guy is not going to forget that night. You got horsewhipped.
So bad. So she was working out some problems, I think.
You know, everybody struggles when they start a new job.
What?
Can you imagine just like, you just throw up the bell and just be like, it's my first day.
She beat the shit out of him.
Did she get fired, I wonder?
I'm curious if she even... like, if he even defended, like, was he like, defended oh, hold himself. On. this is getting a little aggressive. Not so much into the, you know.
Didn't you know it's a BDSM club?
Yeah. Not so much my cup of tea. Or maybe he liked it. Who knows?
It's true. Well, we've got more coming from Layla in a little while. She's got a couple more stories for us.
Oh, she's so great.
She's so good. I love her accent. It's so sexy.
I know.
Total crush on Layla. So next story is about how the wedding parties got a little bit too close for comfort. The bachelor party and the bachelorette party were being held in the same hotel in New Orleans. They begin at 8 p.m. and collide drunkenly at about 3 a.m. I like that. Collide drunkenly. It was some kind of drunken orgy. Oh, my God. And everyone, they just jumped right in. That escalated very quickly.
Very. Yeah.
A drunken
it was
orgy.
Like, we're all
wow.
in.
Wow. A drunken orgy. And everyone was so ashamed the next morning, they called it off. Oh, my God. This story does have good news, though. Apparently, the couple made up 6 months later and got married. Wow.
Well, you know, the silver lining here, Lisa, is that everyone was involved.
They're like all in, eh? All in. All out. All back in. That's a very supportive wedding party.
No one was left out.
They're very inclusive. You know, you're sick of hearing about people being left out. Mm-mm. Not at this one.
God.
Oh, man. Well, we want to thank our Patreon members this week. Our new ones, Alicia E., Carrie B., and Shay P. That's the funny with the rhyming.
Yay. Yay.
They went to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings to become official squeams and get more content every single week. Thank you guys for your support.
You're a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Lovely bunch of coconuts.
All right, we have another story. Snapchat partially destroyed their happy day.
I always knew that was a cunt, that Snapchat.
Neighbors, friends, jealous harpy frenemies, convinced.
So not friends, but jealous harpy frenemies.
Yes. Convinced her to cheat on the husband-to-be at the bachelorette party. Okay, I already have a problem with this because
really?
No one can convince you to do anything.
Yeah.
Her friends were very drunk and Snapchatted evidence to him as a, quote, joke. Mm. Obviously, he didn't take it that well and left her, packed up his things in their apartment and drove to his parents instead of getting married. Bride apparently didn't leave her room for about 3 weeks, totally distraught with how her relationship fell apart. I have no sympathy for you, my
She's
dear.
Like, I was so looking forward to that 3 a.m. orgy. I can't even.
Yeah, you should have included him. I mean.
That's bad. That's really bad.
I'm curious why that previous story, you know, they made up 6 months later, but they were all involved. So isn't it
Rebecca.
Isn't like wiping a slate clean if everybody did it?
They just, it's like negative. This one crosses this one out. No, they just got a brand new wedding party and had another different orgy.
I mean, sure.
Whatever works for you. Our next recording from Layla. Here we go.
All right. So one time I had a joint bachelor and bachelorette party come through, which is not super common, but you get it every now and then, and it's usually a pretty good time. This one in particular started out great. Everyone was hella drunk, getting rowdy, throwing money around. It looked to be a good night, but then we realized the bride wasn't having a very good time. And it's pretty understandable. Sometimes strip clubs can be a little overwhelming. You've got 30 naked women roaming around. So to lighten the mood a little bit, we got us some shots, thinking that might loosen her up. And we regretted that decision almost immediately, because to know if she was prettier than all the other strippers, saying that he's so lucky to be marrying her and that she could be a stripper if she wanted to be. Out to prove a point, I guess she ripped off all of her clothes and threw down her shoes and jumped up on a stage and very aggressively started straddling the pole. Oh my goodness. So look, if you're going to be drunk and naked anywhere, you're in the right place. So it was fine. We ran up to the DJ and got him to play the song Wifey by Next. We let her have her moment, and the groomsmen, they scattered. They wanted no part in these shenanigans. So it was each man for himself. And the groom certainly didn't look angry, but he looked a bit bloody frightened and distressed. Once she'd finished her stage show, he basically said, "Get dressed, it's time to go."
Well, she sounds like a bitch. Not Layla, the bride.
She just seems a little self-conscious.
Self-involved?
She has low self-esteem, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, you that's know, possible.
I feel like she felt the need to prove that she's
show up
beautiful.
Yeah.
In a very poor, maybe, way.
Don't do that, guys. Don't be her. Don't be that chick.
I've been to a strip club with my husband a couple of times. I mean,
there are ways to be and there are ways to not be.
I tend to become friends with the dancer I'm talking to. We chat about their life.
Let's exchange phone numbers. BFFs forever.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but it's fun. It's totally fun. I think it's something great to do with your spouse. I don't know. I had a good time.
Absolutely. So next story, the bride and groom got into a huge fight. My ex was the best man in a wedding for his best friend. The night of the bachelorette parties, the men and women each had their own get together and then were supposed to meet up with each other later that night at a bar downtown. This never seems to work out. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
We hear stories a lot with this kind of setup happening. And it sucks because you think it should be fine, but yeah. Then it doesn't usually end up that way. No. I was with the ladies, and after our party, we got into the party bus and headed down. Bride called groom and told him to leave to meet us there. We waited and waited. Groom is a no-show. Bride demands that I call my then-boyfriend and find out where they were. Boyfriend reports that they made a pit stop at a strip club. Bride and groom had an agreement that he would not. Uh-oh. Bride obviously flips out, rightfully so, and grabs my phone, demands that my ex order everyone to leave the club. Ex tries to explain that it is not going to be easy to get 40 highly intoxicated men out of the club.
Holy when fuck, they, 40? That's crazy.
I don't know that many people in my life, let alone have friends to invite out to a party.
I definitely don't either.
When they had already started. Meanwhile, groom is still ignoring bride's calls. Ooh, that's a way to get pre-wedding divorced. Bride demands that we all leave. Bride and groom's sister get into a physical altercation and have to be pulled apart. Bride is screaming that she is canceling the wedding. Ooh, I don't blame her. Holy shit. That's like,
yikes.
Hard. You know, if you have a hard line and you that's like cheating, in my opinion. If you've made a promise to someone that you're not going to do something like that and they're not comfortable with it.
Yeah.
You're breaking that trust. That's.
Yeah.
Hard no.
See, like,
hard
I'm no. totally cool with strip clubs like this kind of situation. It doesn't bother me. But yeah, if you have an agreement with your partner, you should probably.
That's all it is. It's like, I don't care what your line is, but everybody has a line and it's that crossing of the line. It's not what it is, but it's like, if you have that rule for each other and that's where your comfort level is and it can destroy you, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just a shitty thing to do. So guys, don't do that to anybody. That's not cool. That's not cool, man.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
All right. The wedding party got arrested.
Good. Headline.
The entire bridal party got arrested for public urination, public intoxication, resisting arrest, and assaulting an officer.
That is awesome.
Us groomsmen were passed out and nobody answered the phones or was able to pay bail. They later split up because she was so mad that he apparently drunkenly picked up the phone, threw it across the room, and landed it in the filled tub where another friend was passed out.
Nice.
That's really bad if there's a filled tub with someone in it. I'm just saying.
That is bad.
There's a greater point to this story.
Yeah, what's going on in there? Oh,
that's
dear.
Just not safe.
It's probably where all the beer was and all the ice melted, you know, and someone's like, that looks comfortable, and they decided to sleep in there.
Can I ask, why do so many people, okay, I get that guys, you know, urinate in public because it's so easy to just pee in public.
I hate how they do that. I hate it. And they'll go out of their way to not walk 10 feet to a bathroom just to pee outside.
It's gross.
It's so gross.
I'm even more bothered by women doing it because it's a little more involved.
I've never seen women do this.
I have. And I'm always like, why?
Oh, unless you're in a really serious situation where you absolutely can't get to a bathroom. Like, I've been in a couple situations where I thought I was going to die and I still didn't do it. So I don't. Yeah,
I get it if there's no bathroom. But you know, the ones that stumble out of a bar and then they pee at the side of the building and you're kind of like,
who does
that?
There
was a bathroom in there.
What clubs do you go to?
Back in the day when I went out to clubs.
I've been to very few clubs, so I've never seen this. But I've gone to some, but I just, you know, I didn't frequent them at all. But no, I've never seen that. And I gotta say, I am very glad I've never seen that.
And I'm not gonna lie, I laughed every time I've ever seen it.
You're like, I pointed and laughed.
And I didn't laugh at them. I laughed and said, you're awesome.
Like, oh dear.
I was drunk.
I can think about is the splashback that's got to be happening.
Yeah. But now I'm kind of like, huh, you know, this just seems way too complicated for me when I'm drinking. Oh. Like I would need a toilet because I need to sit. Like I need to sit
down.
I don't think
I'd physically be able to let go. I really don't think I.
Yeah.
That would be hard. That would be hard. All right, we've got our final recording from Layla, our exotic dancer, our sexy Australian Australian accented dancer, our lovely girl, Layla. Thank you again, Layla, for your awesome story. Here is number 3.
Okay, so this is more of a sweet one. This is one of my favorite stories from working in the club for so long. I had a bachelor party come through and they were pretty drunk already. The best man had told me that they'd thrown money together to buy the groom a dance and that the bride herself had put money in and said, make sure you get him a good dance. And I thought that was pretty cool. So it was my job. I took him into the dance room. It was an hour-long booking. and he was really quite drunk. So we skipped drinks, started the dance, and not long into it. And he tells me that the groom tells me that I'm pretty, and then says, you know, my fiance is really pretty too. Do you want to see? And then he pulls out his phone and starts swiping through photos of his fiance, who was super pretty. So, you know, he wasn't wrong. And then he starts telling me about his fiance, about their wedding and how excited he is to marry her and their pet dogs and the life they're going to live together. And it was absolutely beautiful. But then an hour later, it's the end of the dance, and I've done absolutely nothing except have a naked chat with this man about how wonderful his wife-to-be is. So we go back out to the group, and I tell the best man how it went, and he just died laughing. He immediately called the bride, and they all had a big laugh about wasting $1,000 on, pretty much nothing. And so I got to speak to the bride and, tell her everything that her fiance said and how lucky she is, and just congratulate them on their love. It was really beautiful.
Okay, that was the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
That fucking cost a boatload, though, $1,000. Jesus.
Oh, you know what? Sounds like $1,000 well spent, you know?
That's the bride, an expensive I love you. It is.
The bride can never say she's not loved, see?
That's one of those guys that's just not into the whole thing, right? Like he was just like, you know what? Let me just talk. I'm really drunk. Let me tell you about my fiance.
Yeah. That's like something my husband would do. He would just sit there and talk. Like some guys are just not that type, right?
Yeah.
And that's fine. And there's nothing wrong with that. But anyway, it's so cute. That was so adorable. So thank you, Layla, for those stories. You are an absolute peach. We love you. And
we love you.
Keep us updated if there's any more fun stuff that we can listen in on. Absolutely. Yeah. Let
That'd
us
be
know.
Awesome.
Yes. And if you guys have any stories to send or any recordings you'd like to send us, hit us up. secretlifeofweddings@gmail.com. We love recordings. We'd love to do more of them. So send us your recordings. Just on your phone is great.
Yeah.
So these are from Whisper, which is, I believe, isn't an app. Or is it an app or a website? I think it's an app.
I got it from the website, so I don't know.
I think it's an app. This is probably from an article, but I believe Whisper is an app. I'm pretty sure I downloaded it. So you can actually download this and do your own whispers.
Ooh.
But basically, it's like a meme. You put up a photo, you pick a photo, and then you write a secret on it and you put it out into the world and it's completely anonymous.
But do you really trust that?
Yeah, well, it's anonymous, so nobody can find out who you are, theoretically.
You don't think.
We don't think. But here are some of the whispers that people shared about bachelorette parties. Had my bachelorette party last night. I hooked up with a guy at the bar. So instead of telling my fiance, I gave him a hall pass for his bachelor party. Wow. So if your girl turns around and gives you a hall pass, ask some fucking questions.
How do you not? Like, I'm like, that's where the story ended. And I was just like, was he not? Huh?
He's like, is this a trap? Is this a trap?
Yeah. Is this a trick to see if I do? Like, you know, he's going to be wondering why.
Actually,
like, really, is he walking away from that saying, my fiance's amazing. I get a hall pass. No.
Rebecca, how intelligent is this man, though? Because he might have just gone like, sweet, and ran off to do it. Like, he might not be thinking it over. But if you're listening, think it over.
Interesting. I'm a woman married to the man of my dreams. He has no clue that I hooked up with one of my bridesmaids at my bachelorette party.
Oh, I bet this happens more often than we hear.
Oh, for sure.
Little experimentation evening.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
You know,
if you're going to experiment, that's probably more harmless than finding a dude at a bar. Just saying.
Is it, though?
Well, trusted friend.
Okay, but it's still considered cheating, no?
Yeah, I'm just saying, maybe you clear that beforehand.
I'm like, no, it doesn't.
Well, now I know your standards. Next story. The bridal party abandoned me because I wasn't 21 in a hotel with a suitcase of Jell-O shots. I drunk dialed every guy in my phone.
That's awesome.
Sounds like a fun night. You know, aww, there are some days, Rebecca, you're just, you're tired. The kids are pissing you off. You just, you know, money troubles. You're stressed out. You're tired. Wouldn't you just love to, you know, sit at home with a suitcase full of Jell-O shots?
Yeah.
There's some days where you're just like, this is all I need in my life right now.
Yeah.
Jell-O shots on my cell phone.
I just think it's funny that it says a suitcase full.
That's why I like the suitcase. It's just because like
who's putting
they walk in and you just hug the suitcase to your chest and go, this is mine. Don't you fucking dare touch it.
I read that and I'm like, or a cooler? I mean, it's in a suitcase.
I like the suitcase because you can just pick it up and go wherever you like. You can sit down in the hallway if you want. You can go and sit next to a fountain.
Jell-O supposed to be cold, though?
I figure it's cold enough when it starts. And then by the end, you've eaten them all. So
fair enough.
Yeah. Think you're really giving a shit how cold it is by the end of those Jell-O shots?
My mom saw the stripper's penis and said, not a big deal.
Go mom.
That's so mean.
Mom with the big expectations. I love it.
Oh.
I was going to say now we know a lot about dad, don't we?
Yes.
Just saying. I got my hood pierced. Oh, no. Oh, I can't read this. Okay.
I felt it.
This is good.
Ouch.
I got my hood pierced. We're not talking about a car, people, for those who are men. I got to stop reading that sentence. Pierced while drunk in Las Vegas during my bachelorette party. That is fucking crazy.
That's...
Oh, I'm crossing my legs right now. I can't deal with that.
The only problem with Whisper is I want to know more.
That's true. So,
there's no more to it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The night of my bachelorette party, while everyone was happy drinking and partying, I was in the bathroom drunk crying, saying I didn't want to get married, that I didn't love him. Wedding was in 2 weeks.
No, you can't do that and then just leave us hanging. You're totally right. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I don't like that being left hanging.
Need more.
It bugs me.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So these next stories are from where? Reddit?
So this is... No, I got this from an article.
Okay.
And I don't remember the name of it. Oops. Yeah.
That's okay.
So, yeah.
So a whole other perspective. Male dancers. Ooh, give us the inside scoop. This is fun.
Okay, so a lot of them were like, oh, yikes, right? And
so you obviously put those in.
Sad. And like, there was just such a mix of emotions. I was like, well, damn.
You're on a bit of a roller coaster.
I just put in a few.
Okay. The first one, I think the weirdest time was when I saw my mom at a bachelorette party. Oh, dear. When I saw her, of course, I wanted to just leave without doing anything for the party, but she insisted I stay. I decided to do my routine and I thought I was nailing it until my mom started telling me things like, be gentle, Jakey. Oh, God. And droop. Oh, yikes.
That one made me laugh. I was just like, oh, my God, that's so bad.
Can you picture her wagging her finger at him, too? Be gentle, Jakey.
Her touching his arm saying, be gentle.
Be gentle.
I worked as a male entertainer for about a year. The craziest thing I ever did was probably when I performed for a local farmer.
Uh-oh.
Whose daughter was getting married soon.
Why a farmer and why is that pertinent to the conversation?
She had me and two colleagues carry around a small pig each while we were all in just our underwear.
Okay.
While her and her friends kissed and caressed the pigs.
What?
It was a very weird experience. We spent 2/3 of the night looking after small farm animals in barely any clothing.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
Okay, I would seriously think that I would be getting slaughtered like if I was him.
That is weird. Oh my right? God. Okay. Gay male stripper for 2 years in Chicago. I did hen parties and a few stag parties. Weirdly, my agency only sent a minder with me to the male parties, not the female ones. Needless to say, hen parties were the more uncomfortable of the two. Dudes were always really nice for the most part. Once, though, a guy tried to drag me into his car while I was smoking a cigarette outside after the party. Luckily, my minder happened to walk out the door exactly then. The ladies never tried to kidnap me or anything, but definitely lots of screaming and offers for private time. Ooh. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many take up the private offers.
A lot.
Yeah.
From what I've read, quite a few. And apparently it's very common.
Really?
Yeah. And then there's some, I've read some where they said they declined too many offers to count. Like it was crazy.
Really? I want to know. I want to hear from a woman who offered and did.
Yeah.
Like,
That'd be great.
Email us immediately, secretlifeofweddings@gmail.com.
Tell us your dirty secret.
I need to live vicariously through you. But no, I'm just kidding. Seriously, though, that's great. Like, I'm not surprised. Like, that's the industry, right? Like, it's, you know, it breeds that offer.
There was also
drunk women get a little crazy. So,
yeah, there was also some stories about how women are way more aggressive.
Really?
With male dancers than female. Yeah. Like then males with females. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're saying, but I also think that's because there's a different standard, right? Female dancers, there's always bodyguards and stuff because to make sure men don't get handsy, right?
Yeah.
Whereas male dancers, a lot of the times they're alone. And
like he was just saying that one
and
dancer.
They're women and they were saying how it's so backwards at times because women are allowed to just
grope.
They think they're allowed to do anything, but they're not. But they think they can because they're women. Mm-hmm. And he says it's so ass backwards. Anyways.
Yeah.
But I found it very interesting. How many stories I read where women just grab a man's crotch? Like they grab it. I'm like, like, it's not yours. It's his private part. Do we not learn this as children?
You haven't really rented it for the day. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's rough.
So, you know, those who go to male strip clubs, you know, take it easy.
Be respectful.
Be a little more respectful, according to these people. But
respect the junk people.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Thank you to everybody who sent us stories this week. And Layla, you were amazing. It was really, really fun hearing your stories. Really cool.
Yeah.
So awesome.
I'm glad we got to do this.
We'll definitely have to do another one with some behind the scenes. I would love to have some more behind the scenes dancer stories because I think they're they're very fun and very fascinating.
I would like someone from Nashville, even a bartender or whatever. I know they've got some serious dirt.
Yeah.
I remember we talked to that one guy at one of the podcast festivals we went to, and he says it's crazy.
Yes. Yeah. That there's a lot of crazy bachelor and bachelorette parties that happen down Nashville. That's the hotspot now, man.
Yeah. And most recently, do your homework, guys, when you're planning to go to a destination for your bachelor, bachelorette, Hindu party. Because recently in the news, I don't know if you saw it, Lisa, these women were having a bachelorette party and they went to Nashville and it was the NFL draft.
Yeah, I did.
The NFL draft. You could not go at a worse time because that place is crazy.
Can you explain why? Is it just busy?
It's so crazy. It's not even going to be half as fun because there's just, yeah,
too much going on. Their faces were hilarious in that photo.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They look so sad. Like, but it was funny. It was a funny picture.
So make sure. Yeah. Do your homework, people. because there's stuff going on everywhere, but especially at those hot spots. Yeah. It's
kind of crazy. That would be like going, doing it in Toronto on the day of like, Caravana or something. And it's just, there's like, you can't get around.
No. Yeah. It's nuts. It's so crazy.
Or Pride. It's too, you know, unless that's like your scene, then make it part of it. But I was going to say, if you're trying to just have a generic bachelor party or bachelorette party, trying to get around cities when they have these big events is a massive logistical pain in the ass that a drunk person does not want to deal
and
with.
Be conscious of your wedding party and what they can afford. We've said it before, but we're going to say it again. Just be aware that not everyone can afford to go to Miami or Nashville or even up north. Everyone's budgets are different. So, you know, be mindful. I know it's your one and only usually, but you also have to be understanding.
Destination parties are like the thing
they
now.
They are. It's so...
It was never a thing when I got married.
No. I went downtown Toronto for the night and that was it. And I didn't even stay overnight. I came home. Like, it was just, you know, an evening thing. And I was home. You know what would be fun? If someone invited us to theirs.
Yeah, it would be fun.
I'd go. That'd be awesome.
As long as I can follow the no strip club rule for that, I would go.
You wouldn't go to a strip club?
No, that's like a thing with my husband, right? We don't, that's our line. We don't, you know, he wouldn't be comfortable with me doing that, not like alone. And here's the thing. We're not saying we would never, ever go together, not like to one. But
yeah,
the comfort would be in the fact that we would be together.
Right.
I think for each other. It's like we're older and we're beyond, you know, little things. But, you know, I had hangups when I was younger, too. And I'm sure that he would not love that if I did that either. So that's just kind of where our lines are. So we've always had the agreement that if we ever went to parties and like we would never do that to one another, or, you know, that would be something that would be our line personally.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't personally. But, you know, if there's like a bar involved and drinks, then
can you ride a bull?
I guarantee you I could. I got some fucking strong legs, girl. There's one thing about me is that I've always had strong legs. I can lock you in a leg lock.
I'm the same.
Not let you go.
I think we need to ride a bull in Nashville.
In Nashville, I would try riding a bull.
It's a mechanical bull, but still.
Oh, I know. Oh, I wouldn't get on a real one. Are you kidding? No. I've seen those motherfuckers on Dallas. No. Because we're rewatching the DVDs from the 70s. But anyway, which is something my husband and I do, and we absolutely love it. But the mechanical bull, I would give it a go. I might have to be just a little bit drunk for that, though, just to have the guts to get on. But what if you fall off? I think it's soft underneath, right?
It's all soft and padded, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm thinking we should do that. In Nashville.
I'd probably fuck up my back.
I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I want you to do it and I'm going to videotape you and it's going up in our group. That's what's happening right now.
We need to find a bar that does it.
All right.
You know what? Someone will find a bar for us. Someone tell us what bar has our mechanical bull.
Our Nashville listeners, please tell us.
Yeah.
Because we're coming down to Nashville as a reminder. I want to say, is our show on June 1st, I believe?
Second.
Is it the second? Is it? I don't know. It's the Saturday. It's the Saturday. And we're coming down to Nashville to take part in the PodX Festival. And we're going to be...
Oh, you're right. June 1st.
Saturday, June 1st. And we're going to be doing a live show. So definitely check it out. Check out the show notes for the link for tickets. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to put Rebecca on a mechanical bull. I'll at least videotape it. I'll be there for that. I'll have a drink in one hand and a camera in the other. So it'll be good. It'll be good.
I'll probably knock myself out.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's what's going to happen.
Well, thank you for listening to episode 96 of the Secret Life of Weddings podcast. And Rebecca. Oh, wait.
And
thanks to our producer, Charlotte Solomon. I almost thought we forgot you. We didn't forget you. And Rebecca.
Anything can happen at weddings.
And we will be here to tell you all about it.
Well, that's it for us this week on the Secret Life of Weddings podcast. If you need more drama in your life, go over to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings to sign up for additional weekly episodes. The first few episodes are free, so go check it out, patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings, and we will see you here next week.